Oh, hey, it's you again. What can I fix you up with today? Or do you want me to surprise you, like always? Me? Oh, just working, you know how it is. In a mad dash to get tips today, or I might not make rent, but isn't that everyone's story? Landlord's been riding my ass about paying on time recently. Saying they've got a bounty on their head if they don't cough everything up, so then I get it in the neck from my own landlord. It is what it is. It's been a painfully quiet day. I'm hoping it picks up later. It can be nice like this, though. Gives me plenty of time to restock and make new orders. It's true what they say. Don't work too hard, or they'll expect you to do it all the time. Sorry, here's your poison hotcakes. Don't chug it all at once, or you're gonna be feeling it. My feet are aching, honestly. I haven't had a moment to sit down. I've been begging management to put a secret stool back here so when it's like this, we can actually chill out. He's away right now, dealing with paperwork, so I've been naughty and may have warmed up your seat before you walked in. You can't expect us to be standing the whole time. I mean, my shift starts at 5 p.m. and we wrap things up around 3 a.m. 10 hours on your feet? Yeah, I want to at least have soft feet by the time I'm 40. Huh? I would say 30, but that's in 3 years' time. I'm 27, sheesh. Is it really a surprise? Now you're just being too kind. My birthday's in summer. Lucky me. Nice warm days, and I'm too busy sleeping until the day's over to prepare for work again. Not that I'm ungrateful to have this job. It's just. The stress can get to you. Gotta keep thinking and listening. People can get pissy if they think I'm not paying attention. Plus, I have friendly regulars like yourself who I do actually want to interact with. And, you know, you let me get a word in. Not judging others who want to get it all out, but one-sided conversations where I nod my head over and over and over and over again are all too common. If I could just get a day where I'm allowed to come in slightly later, I could book a massage. It's nothing. Just my shoulders are knotted up and my feet have definitely seen better days. I bought this silly cream that's supposed to hydrate them and stop them from cracking, but I have a horrible feeling I've been scammed. What do you mean? Look, I'm not here to judge a book by its cover, but when a guy says he can massage me, normally it ends in a particular way. Wait, you took an actual course? Oh, before you settled on your current job, that is. I seriously would never have marked you up like that. Well, since it is dead in here and boss man's working in the back, maybe a quick 10 minutes wouldn't be so bad. Bring your drink into the lounge. I'm taking you up on that offer. It's a bit more relaxed back here at least. Oh, and the weight off my feet feels glorious. I love my shoes, I truly do, but you have to walk with all your weight at the front of your feet like a penguin. Or else you or your shoes are gonna go flying. See, I told you the drink was good. This isn't my first rodeo. So, do you mind if we continue with that shoulder massage proposal? I have high hopes, so now is not the time to disappoint me. Could you imagine if I was like that? Ugh, I'm too shy to be demanding. Oh, whoa. That actually feels really tender, but it's kinda good. What is it that they say? No pain, no gain, huh? Jeez, that's actually really tender. I guess you know where all the bad spots are. Oh. Just slightly easier for me, please. It's my right shoulder. I have a habit of holding it up subconsciously throughout the day. By the time it gets sore, it's too late to just relax and hold it back down again. And plus, it's subconscious. There's no way I would notice me doing it unless I, like, literally taped it down, and being a one-handed barmaid is impressive, but not very likely. That's why you have to correct bad habits as they form, or you end up like this. Practically crippled by your own body. You know, I can't even reach behind me properly. Not that I would need to in general, unless I'm doing a trick, but thankfully, our patrons here do not expect that kind of performance. I've practiced with fake bottle weights, but the idea of flipping them about and potentially smashing and destroying the contents in the process... Yeah, these big service bottles do not come cheap in any way, shape, or form, so I'm not trying to get bottle flipper high score. Plus, it would come out of my tips, and I'm struggling as it is. Savings are hard to come by. Just as you finally save a decent amount, boom, the fridge breaks down, or you gotta replace the odd bulb here and there. Wouldn't change it though. That's life. It's a grind and a chore, but if it didn't work here, then I would never have met you, and I wouldn't be getting the world's best massage right now. Seriously, this is legit. I thought I was calling your bluff at first, but you really have taken classes. How much do you charge for a session? I feel like I should be paying you. Do you, like, do the pressure therapy thing like I've seen with the ears? If you squeeze certain parts of your ears, it helps your body deal with headaches or pain tolerance or clear up parts of your body? Sorry, that didn't really make that much sense at the end there. I'm not too well versed with it, but I've always taken an interest in that kind of stuff. Just curiosity more than anything. My feet. Oh, I was jesting about massaging them. I've been standing all day, so they're a bit sweaty, so we can skip it for now. Plus, the cream makes them a little lotioned up, I guess. Are you sure? I just find it a little embarrassing, but if you don't mind... We would have to be quick since I'll have to go back to work, but here's the lotion. I've been fighting dryness with them, unfortunately. I hope you don't mind. I'll just lower my tights a little. Please excuse me for a moment. There you go. You can start now. Sorry, I'm ticklish. That's hard to get used to. I don't think anyone has massaged my feet before. I'm trying to sit still for you, I promise. Yeah, it's on my heels. I think because of where my shoe line finishes, I always take hot baths after work, and if you don't lotion up afterwards, your skin can dry out pretty badly. I've been trying to keep hydration up, but when it's a mad rush at the bar, it's impossible to even think about yourself first when you see people lining up and there's a bit of a squeeze going on. The challenge is good, but I have to work one at a time or I'm gonna straight up forget. I've seen workmates being able to take 3 different orders at once, but if I ever think of another thing that I need to do, it goes in one ear and out the other. When a guest says to surprise them, yeah, that's when it's a good day because no matter what you hand over, they have to like it or else they should have ordered from the menu. What about you? Have I ever given you something that you weren't keen on? Dang, am I just that good at judging character? Plus, I don't often make anything that could be overpowering. The more alcohol you mix together, the more flavors that could just completely ruin the thing. If you have a nice fruit mixer, then I really don't think you can go too wrong. This might be weird, but can you get in between my toes as well? Yeah, thank you. Sorry. I didn't expect that. It looks like you're holding my foot. Jeez, I'm getting embarrassed. Maybe we should wrap this up soon and I go back to bartending. You know, my actual job. I'll need to put in a good word for you for behind the bar, because seriously, you're a lifesaver right now. I feel like I just want to go for a nap, lying back like this and being pampered. I am queen and my life has peaked. I have nothing but the most loyalist of, I would say servant, but you're really doing me a favor, so court influencers and your influences for my overall health. Yeah, that sounds about right. Oh, sorry. Oh, that's like really tender there. I kind of pull the muscle on the floor of my foot often, or the sole, I guess is what it's actually called. I think it's the high heels because they also make my calf muscles twitch sometimes, and it can be kind of painful. Gotta smile through the pain when it happens. It can come out of nowhere. I don't mean to be weird, but I know you put the lotion on and all. Can you just do this a little bit longer? I'm gonna close my eyes and just enjoy the experience. Alright, I'm gonna fall asleep at this rate. I think I'm gonna have to call it. The bathroom is just over there for when you wanna wash your hands. The good news is you'll have the softest hands in the whole of the city. Let me just pull these up again and we can get back before management finds out that I'm slacking. Hey, thanks for that. I really needed it. Seriously, next drink's on me. I insist.